97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. My guest is Teresa Mize, who is the Director of Marketing at the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Teresa, thank you so much for coming to see me today.
Hi, Sharon. It's a real pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much. Well, we've all heard of the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Please tell us about the Cedars of Chapel Hill.
Well, the Cedars of Chapel Hill is a retirement community located in Meadowmont. Now, the Cedars of Chapel Hill brings to those who are 60 years of age and over a way of retirement living known as continuing care. This concept offers active seniors a lifestyle that's designed to meet their unique needs while allowing them the freedom to pursue their personal interests. The Cedars encompasses these important components: a privately owned condominium cottage village or veranda, a wide array of personal services, and the security of an on-site licensed and Medicare certified healthcare center.
That sounds fabulous. So when people come in, are they there for the rest of their lives?
Most people choose to make this their last move. However, because we have fee simple title ownership of our condominiums, people are also free to resell their homes and move again should they so choose. In fact, we've had people who have become widows or widowers, and then they decide to move to be closer to adult children, maybe in another part of the country. They simply sell their condo, and then they can make another life change.
That flexibility is awesome. They know going in they can do that if they choose. That's cool. Well, you're the director of marketing, Teresa. Tell us, who is your ideal client?
Well, our ideal client is obviously you have to be 60 years of age or older to move into the retirement community, capable of independent living, and have enough resources to be able to afford the lifestyle there. We're no different from any other retirement community when it comes to those criteria. But we also like to make sure that the people that move in are happy people who are excited, enthusiastic about life, and ready to begin this new chapter, ready to define it and describe it and create the life that they envision for the final chapter of their life.
Understand. Well, Teresa, I've heard that the Cedars is only for the rich. How do you respond to that?
You know, I'm so glad you asked me about that, Sharon. And we meet with a lot of people in the marketing department who labor under that misconception. The truth of the matter is that the Cedars is a very affordable lifestyle. If you can afford to move into other retirement communities in the area, chances are you can definitely afford to move into the Cedars. We have a wide variety of housing options. As I mentioned, we have cottages, villas, and verandas. We have over 35 different floor plan styles, so the price points range. We start at around 960 square feet and go up to over 2,700 square feet. So you can imagine, just as in any mixed-use development, such as Meadowmont, there are a wide range of housing styles and price points for people.
Where does the price point start, Teresa?
We start somewhere around the mid-200s.
Really?
And monthly fees that are around $2,400. And for that monthly fee, can I tell you about the services that you get?
Please do.
Well, that includes a dining plan of one meal per day, weekly housekeeping. We have linen service included in that. And the great thing about that is we wash your own towels and sheets. You don't have to have starched white sheets. We wash your own laundry and take it back to your home and make your bed for you. We also provide transportation within a 12-mile radius of the community and transportation within the community. So if you live in a cottage home and you want to come to the clubhouse for bridge or dinner, simply call Kirby, our transportation dispatcher, and we'll come pick you up and take you to the clubhouse.
Sounds like paradise, Teresa.
It is wonderful. Also included in those fees are all of our activities and programs. We have a wonderful program director who brings great activities into the community, as well as we do lots of off-site activities as well.
I imagine coming in at 60 to start people become infirmed over the years. How do you handle the infirmed?
Well, that's exactly what we're designed for. Of course, we want to embrace active, independent lifestyle, but we know that life has a bunch of what-ifs that we need to plan for as we grow older. And the Cedars of Chapel Hill helps people to plan for those what-ifs. We have several different options for people. We have the DuBose Healthcare Center, which is a 5-star rated healthcare center with Medicare certified beds. And that's real important to people who are looking at continuing care retirement communities. The DuBose Healthcare Center offers assisted living and skilled care. We can also take care of people with dementia-related issues. But I've got to tell you, Sharon, one of the things that people love the most about our program and our healthcare model is that we provide home care services. What that means is that people can actually have care brought into their home so that they don't need to move to the DuBose Healthcare Center.
They've got to love that. That is complete independence.
Yes, it is. And as some people grow older, they simply need more supportive services. While we have our housekeepers and our maintenance guys and our dining plan to take care of a lot of those things for people and provide maintenance-free living, sometimes people may need additional support, such as help with dressing, bathing, maybe medication management, that type of thing. And this allows people to stay living independently longer. We like to support people to their highest functional capability.
It just sounds amazing. The people there, you must get great testimonials from what you're saying. It sounds fabulous. But tell me this, what is your contact information in case someone who's listening says, I have to call Teresa?
I thought you'd never ask. I can be reached at 919-259-7630. That's 919-259-7630.
Teresa, how does someone get started? They think, gosh, I'm listening to Teresa Mize talking. I'm interested. What is the process in our last 30 seconds? We can continue with the second segment. How do they get started in becoming members or be able to stay at the Cedars?
Well, the first thing that people should do is visit our community. And not only our community, but look at the other communities that are in the area. We have a philosophy that one size does not fit all. And in order to make the best educated, informed decision, one should visit all the retirement communities. I suggest you start with the Cedars. Call us up, schedule a tour, schedule lunch, and we'll give you information at that point.
Let's take a break. When we come back, let's hear more about the Cedars. Stand by. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest today is Teresa Mize, who is Director of Marketing at the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. We're back. My guest today is Teresa Mize, who is the Director of Marketing for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Teresa, in our first session, you just described paradise. For those who are 60 and over who want to look for the ideal retirement community. But you also said you would suggest people check out other retirement communities. Who are some of your competitors in this industry?
Well, there are certainly lots of great communities in the Triangle and especially in Chapel Hill. We always say in this business, though, that our greatest competition is the desire to remain in one's own home. So I think home ownership is probably our greatest competitor.
Interesting.
There are other communities. There's Carroll Woods, there's Carolina Meadows, Galloway Ridge at Farrington, The Forest at Duke. All of these communities have very unique features. We're not all cookie cutter. While we all offer the same services, in effect, the way we price our services, the delivery models, and the operating philosophies are quite different from community to community.
So what sets you apart? What sets the Cedars of Chapel Hill apart from those other retirement communities you mentioned?
That's a great question. I'm really glad you asked. We think we have three key differentiators at the Cedars, the first being our location. We are a part of the Meadowmont community, which is an age-diverse, mixed-use community. We have wonderful shopping and restaurants and boutiques and coffee shops, and we're part of a greater community. One of the things in talking to older adults, that they always say to us is, Teresa, I don't want to live in a retirement community with a bunch of old people. And it's usually my 86-year-olds or my 90-year-olds that are saying that. Yes. You know, we're all 21 inside, though. Mm-hmm. It's just as the years go by, I believe that our bodies kind of begin to betray us a little bit.
Yes.
But people really like the feeling of a multi-generational, mixed-use community. And at the Cedars, sometimes you can see children biking through the neighborhoods, people pushing baby strollers, kids skateboarding. Our streets open onto the Metamont community at large. So we're interwoven with the greater community. Plus, we're right across from the Friday Center. We're close to UNC, the UNC Hospital.
Go Heels.
Go Heels.
That's perfect. And what about your financial model?
Our financial model is very unique. In looking at other retirement communities, we think one of the things that sets us apart is our fee simple ownership model. The villas, verandas, and cottages are actually homes that are purchased so that when members move to the retirement community, they own their own home. So they have all the benefits of home ownership. It's inheritable, it's customizable, it's sellable. In fact, as I mentioned earlier, some people do sell their home if they choose to move. At many retirement communities, once you pay that upfront entrance fee, sometimes those costs are sunk costs, and only a portion can be refunded. At the Cedars, it's subject to whatever the existing real estate market is and supply and demand. We've been very fortunate that our prices have remained stabilized throughout the ups and downs of the economy in the recent years.
What did you mean by inheritable?
If someone is 60 years of age or older and meets our health and financial requirements, the home can be passed from generation to generation.
Oh, my.
And as you know, we're all living longer.
Sure.
So it wouldn't be uncommon that someone in their 80s leave their home to someone in their 60s.
Well, Teresa, what happens if they go to the great UNC game in the sky and their children are younger than 60 years old? What happens then?
Sharon, that's a great question. What most people choose to do is resell the home at that point in time. In fact, the marketing office also functions as a real estate brokerage. So you can sell the home through any real estate broker that you choose, or you can use either Lynn Nickel or myself. We're both licensed real estate brokers in the state of North Carolina.
That makes sense. You've described just such a perfection. You have to have some challenges on a daily or weekly or monthly or annual basis. What would you say are one of the challenges of the Cedars of Chapel Hill that you can share?
You know, Sharon, I don't know that we really have challenges at the Cedars of Chapel Hill. I think the people that come in to inquire and learn more about the Cedars are the ones that have the challenges. Typically, they're finding that home ownership is becoming more and more of a burden. The challenges of keeping up their yard or repairing the roof and those types of things. Perhaps they're finding that their socialization needs aren't getting met, especially if they have quit driving in the evening or had to give up driving altogether. One of the things that people find when they move to our retirement community is that a whole new world of opportunity opens up for them. They have people all of a sudden to play cards with, to shoot a game of pool with, to attend concerts and lectures with, to have dinner with. So the socialization needs are met. And given that it's a maintenance-free lifestyle, people no longer have to stay home waiting for that repairman to show up.
Oh my gosh, that sounds like heaven. Teresa, where do you find the people to market to come to the community? Are they focused all over the country? Are they from a certain segment, southeast, northwest? Where do you find people?
Chapel Hill tends to draw people from all parts of the country, as you well know. 65% of our members come from a local market area, so that means 35% are coming to us from all parts of the country. We have people from the Northeast. We have people coming from Florida. We have people from the Midwest. We have some people from the West Coast, but I would say a lot of the people that move here have some sort of prior connection to Chapel Hill, whether it be they were UNC grads or perhaps their adult children live in the area. We have a wonderful community that has a tremendous amount of diversity and is very welcoming to people that move here, no matter if they're from the the neighborhood next door or if they're from another state.
Understand. Let's take a break right now, Teresa. When we come back, let's hear about that third option you had that makes you different, that sets you apart, and that would be your health care. So let's talk about that when we come back, okay?
Great.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest today is Teresa Mize, M-I-Z-E, who is the Director of Marketing for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM, WCHL, on chapelboro.com.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you so much for staying with us. My guest today is Teresa Mize, who is the Director of Marketing for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Teresa, why don't you give us your contact information for those who might just be tuning in or heard the second and first segment and just need to get that information?
Yes, I can be reached at 919-259-7630. I also have an email address, tmize@cedarsofchapelhill.com, or you can just check out our website, cedarsofchapelhill.com.
Perfect. Thank you. When we spoke before, you mentioned what sets the Cedars of Chapel Hill apart, and you were going to tell us about the health model, the healthcare models. Why don't you explain that to us?
Yes, so certainly one of the most important factors of making the decision to move to a retirement community is the healthcare component. At the Cedars, we have what's known as a modified healthcare contract. If anyone is researching continuing care retirement communities, they'll quickly learn that there are three different types of healthcare contracts in the industry. There's fee-for-service, life care, and modified. At the Cedars, we're modified. Now, what that means is that we have 90 free days in the DuBose Healthcare Center as part of your membership fee at the Cedars. Should someone need care beyond the 90 free days, it's offered at a discounted rate that's equivalent to about a 50% discount from the market rate.
That's amazing. Tell us, as you look forward, Teresa, what do you see as the future for retirement communities?
You know, the great thing about life at the Cedars is that our staff, our programs, and our activities gear everything around what our membership wants. So as different age cohorts move into the Cedars of Chapel Hill, we can tailor make our programs and adjust them to fit what their needs and likes or want and wants are. In fact, we're already starting to see some things that the younger retirees are wanting, such as we do Zumba classes.
No.
We do yoga classes.
My goodness.
We can offer gluten-free menu options in the dining room. And, you know, we keep vegetarian options on the menu at all times. So we can change with what the needs of the population are as time goes by. I think the future for the Cedars is only going to get brighter and brighter.
Outstanding. Now I'm going to ask you, I'll throw you a curve here. Have you ever had to toss anybody out?
To date, we have not had to toss anyone out.
Just checking.
Okay. Again, I think it's because they pass our personality test for having a zest for life and they're happy and enthusiastic people.
And I assume that it's multicultural?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Teresa, I just feel such a passion that you have for what you're doing. Our last 30 seconds, please explain what it means to you to be at an organization, at a community, a retirement community that's so exceptional.
When we wake up every morning and we're able to serve people, make a difference in their lives, it gives us all, myself included, a purpose for going to work every day. I love the population that we work with. These are people who have tremendous experience and wonderful life stories. It's just enriching to know that you can be a part of their life in some small way.
Well, it has been a joy talking to you and learning about the Cedars of Chapel Hill, Teresa. Thank you so much for coming in and telling us all about your wonderful retirement community.
Thanks, Sharon. It's been my pleasure.
Thank you. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest today has been Teresa Mize, who is the Director of Marketing for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Thank you so much for listening. That's our show for today.